All right, we have some major breaking news. There is clearly a lot that we don't know about the relationship between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, but we know that he's deeply entrenched in the lives of both Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, who is the woman that trafficked young girls directly to Epstein's island. I want to play for you an old recording we have of Epstein, and I want to deliver some new news we have regarding Ghislaine, but first, we need to double down on demanding transparency and accountability from this administration in a top-down way, because they covered this up in a top-down way. Meaning, a lot of Trump supporters are getting caught up talking about Pam Bondi and Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, and there's a time and a place for that, but Donald Trump is the one at the very top who directed all of the people beneath him to cover this up and to act like it didn't exist, to ask the American people to be blind when only a few months ago Pam Bondi said she has the list on her desk. And we know for a fact Trump is very, very entrenched in the lives of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. They were very close friends. We have recordings of Epstein calling Trump his best friend. Ghislaine knew the inner workings of the administration just like Epstein did, which we'll talk about in just 1 second. Yet Donald Trump still brazenly directed Pam Bondi to cover up the files. Well, now it seems like Donald Trump's demand to cover up the Epstein client list was not about some broad paranoia, but an immediate need for self-preservation due to Ghislaine Maxwell talking about testifying in front of Congress. We'll get there in just 1 second, but let's start off with this clip of Jeffrey Epstein detailing how he knows the inner workings of the Trump admin. Author Michael Wolff is narrating. Take a listen.
I think we have a snippet from one of the conversations that I recorded with Epstein, and I think this was in a restaurant in 2017.
His people fight each other.
Right.
And then have outsiders. He sort of poisons the well outside. He will tell 10 people Bannon's a scumbag and Priest is not doing a good job and Kelly has a big mouth. What do you think? Jamie Dimon says that you're a problem and I shouldn't keep you. And I spoke to Carl Icahn and Carl thinks I need a new spokesperson. So Kelly, even though I hired Kellyanne's husband, Kellyanne is just too much of a wild card. And then he tells Bannon, you know, I really want to keep you, but Kellyanne hates you.
I have more than dozens. I probably have 100 hours of Epstein talking about the inner workings of the Trump White House and about his long-standing, deep relationship with Donald Trump.
They had a very, very deep relationship. We know that Jeffrey Epstein introduced a young girl to Trump when she was 14, one accuser of Ghislaine Maxwell said. We also know that Jeffrey Epstein described himself as Donald Trump's, quote, closest friend and claimed intimate knowledge of his proclivity for sex, including cuckolding his best friends, according to records obtained exclusively by the Daily Beast. The convicted pedophile even boasted of his closeness to Trump and his now wife Melania by claiming, quote, the first time he slept with her was on my plane, which was dubbed the Lolita Express. Epstein spoke at length about Trump with the author Michael Wolff in August of 2017, 2 years before being found dead in his jail cell. Wolff was researching his bombshell bestseller, Fire and Fury, at the time. I want to talk about Maxwell in just 1 second, but YouTuber CoffeeZilla made a very articulate point in his recent video. I thought it was worth playing.
As a producer of 60 Minutes alleged, Ghislaine Maxwell implied that there were tapes on Trump and also tapes on Clinton. You know who else said it? Mark Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein's brother, saying Epstein said, what I know about both candidates, the 2016 election would have to be canceled. So this whole idea that this is a left or right thing, it's not. It's the elites. Anybody who was on that plane, anybody who was associated with Epstein, seen with Epstein, even if they did nothing wrong, they don't want that out. Everyone who wasn't seen with Epstein, wasn't on that plane, of course they all want the files out. And what's interesting is obviously the Trump administration has sort of played footsie with this idea for a long time, playing to their base. They know this is a big issue. They had the influence.
Can I point out the beauty of this video in and of itself, which has 1.5 million views. If I scroll down, this dude isn't a political content creator. He doesn't really make political videos. He covers crypto and technology and other online stuff. I enjoy his content a lot because it's a nice escape from politics, usually. But now he is coming down hard on the Trump admin in front of millions of people online, exposing the corruption to an audience that otherwise may not be as locked in to what the current administration is doing. But let's continue.
Influencers stand out there with a bunch of released material. But we also showed clips of Donald Trump implying that maybe Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew were doing bad things on the island.
Bill Clinton.
I got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island.
That island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just
keep in mind, while Donald Trump was doing these interviews, he was also telling Jeffrey Epstein the inner workings of his presidency in the White House. Jeffrey Epstein knew everything going on.
Yes, Prince Andrew.
So consistently, Trump has hinted that maybe these guys were involved with Epstein. Maybe it was bad. But turns out all these guys knew each other and knew Epstein. We know this in part from a Piers Morgan interview where he talks to a lady who went to a dinner party with Trump, Clinton, Epstein, and Prince Andrew.
Extraordinary collection of very high power people. How did they all interact with Epstein? How did Trump, Clinton,
everyone
and Prince Andrew
seemed,
interact with him?
Everyone was very, very pally with him, you know. It was like there was a close bonds, you could see that.
So these guys knew each other, apparently had dinner parties together, all of them together. Trump later accuses two of the guys of doing bad things. And then when we release the files, can we release the files? Well, no, actually, no, we can't do that. Nobody cares about that. The reason why seems obvious, Epstein knew Prince Andrew. Yes, he knew Bill Clinton. Yes. But he also knew Donald Trump. And recently, tapes were released of Epstein talking and calling Donald Trump his closest friend.
So how do you know this?
Donald's closest friend.
I was Donald's closest friend for 10 years. We also know Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend and co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell has now signaled that she will testify. She will be willing to testify, before Congress regarding the part she played in facilitating sex trafficking of underage girls. Maxwell was convicted in 2022 for child sex trafficking charges and is currently serving 20 years into prison. She is the only person to be convicted of charges related to Epstein's sex trafficking scheme involving 1,000 victims. Disgusting, despicable, and it raises the question, how have the number of victims continually gone up from 200 to 250 to 500 to now 1,000, which I believe if that's what the investigation says, but how has it gone up to 1,000, yet the number of actual clients, meaning people who are perpetrating the crimes, has gone down to 1? I mean, I guess there is still some percentage chance that Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrews alone just spent all of their free time doing this over and over and over, and there wasn't actually a long list of Hollywood elites. Maybe the conspiracy isn't as deep as some MAGA allege it to be, but I'd like to think the conspiracy is a little bit deeper than the Trump admin is now claiming it is, because there's clearly something more going on here. Quote, despite the rumors, Ghislaine was never offered any kind of plea deal, a source close to Maxwell told the Daily Mail. To continue, Ghislaine Maxwell is willing to speak in front of Congress about the Epstein files. Maxwell, 63, is the only person behind bars, serving 20 years on child sex trafficking charges, despite the fact that pedophile Jeffrey Epstein allegedly controlled a web of underage girls. Where are all the other clients or people that should be in jail? Additionally, Epstein's victims alleged they were passed around as sex toys to his wealthy friends. They were raped, just call it rape, and billionaire business associates who regularly visited his homes, including his private island, Little St. James. Now a source said, quote, despite the rumors, Ghislaine was never offered any kind of plea deal. She would be more than happy to sit before Congress and tell her story. No one from the government has ever asked her to share what she knows, maybe because it would hurt people in the government. Not everybody, not even most politicians, some politicians are even new era, like young politicians don't have anything to worry about. But for example, this tweet went viral, the Trump cabinet watching SEAL Team 6 suicide Ghislaine Maxwell in her cell. It's obviously a joke from when SEAL Team 6 was killing Osama bin Laden and the Obama team was watching this play out. But I want to show you one more clip of author Michael Wolff, the same person from the video earlier, talking about Epstein.
I know that these pictures exist and I can describe them. There are about a dozen of them. The ones I specifically remember is two of them. with topless girls of an uncertain age sitting on Trump's lap, and then Trump standing there with a stain on the front of his pants and three or four girls kind of bent over in laughter.
Michael Wolff has recounted these photos multiple times. He's talked about them existing, and this all just seems to paint a picture of somebody whose life is so entrenched, Donald Trump, I mean, his life is so entrenched with that of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell that when he got into power, he had no choice but to cover up the files that his name is littered throughout. So Donald Trump directed his DOJ and his FBI in a top-down manner to act like these files don't exist, which has caused a lot of rift within the MAGA world, within the actual administration, as Pam Bondi and Dan Bongino continue to fight. So we will cover this relentlessly. We will break this down. If you appreciate our level-headed takes on the news, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler channel below. It's free, and over half of the people that watch my videos aren't subscribed. So go fix that. Go subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.